Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 14th of May of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1948, just before the expiry of the British Mandate in Palestine, David Ben-Gurion and the Jewish People's Council proclaimed the establishment of the State of Israel, precipitating the First Arab-Israeli War. You know Israel, the state that was instituted after World War II on a piece of land sacred to three religions? Israel, the social experiment in how quickly an oppressed group can lose the moral high ground. Happy death anniversary today to American singer and actor Frank Sinatra, who famously died of a heart attack despite doctors having warned him for decades of the health hazards of being a heartthrob for that long. Happy birthday today to Mark Zuckerberg, which we have to say because he'll know if we don't. Coming up today, your guest, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me back.
It's a delight. I haven't seen you for a week, but might I say you look even more isolated than you did before.
Oh, thank you. My roots are even longer and everything needs waxed. And quite frankly, it's falling into a state of disrepair. I just sort of vaguely resemble a meat sack that once had the semblance of features and a life.
It's sort of astonishing how things need waxing that you never waxed before, but now that you haven't waxed them, they need more waxing.
They need more waxing. I think that's just what womanhood is, the process of growing hair in some places, removing it in others, repeat until dead.
Coming up today, Tiff Stevenson will be bringing you our top story, which is all the latest in video conferencing news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, with oil prices below zero, a number of oil-rich countries are investing in digging reverse oil wells in places that there isn't currently oil so they can put the oil that they have back in the ground for later. A spokesman for oil has said, "We were inspired by squirrels. And after we've re-welled the oil, we hope to burn the map so that when we find the oil again later, it'll be a nice surprise." Meanwhile, professional website LinkedIn has launched a new app for those working from home or temporarily out of work during coronavirus. Called CVCV, or Coronavirus Curriculum Vitae, the educational app will provide online courses and unpaid, computer-generated 9-to-5 imaginary data entry tasks to prove that you can fill your days with something that looks and feels a lot like work, even when you're not working. And that's all the headlines we have time for today, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Briefly beef, temporary beef and beef. You like beef, but you don't want a steak hanging around. Briefly Beef Temporary Beef and Beef is a meat substitute that provides all the beefiness of beef, but it will vanish 15 minutes after you buy it, with no messy cleanup or aftertaste. It will leave you with an ongoing personal enmity with a friend or colleague of your choice. Briefly Beef Temporary Beef and Beef, for some or all of your beef needs, depending on what your beef needs are. Bob Marley famously said, "No woman, no cry." What he didn't say was, "No water, no cry." But it's true. In these troubled times, we need to cry more than ever, and you can't cry without the proper fuel. Half a glass of water will fund your tears and provide all the hydration to the depleted face of a weeping man, woman, or child. Half a glass of water. You can't cry about spilled milk without it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, the latest in video conferencing news brought to you by Tiffany Stevenson. Tiff, what's happening in video conferencing right now?
Oh, let's hop on a Zoom. Should we all hop on a Zoom, guys? Which has become a phrase that is haunting me. I've done 8 Zooms this past week. 8 Zooms, which is a ridiculous amount of Zooming. I don't know. I mean, picking a fun background on Zoom is like wearing your wacky tie to work.
I take that personally. Yeah, I said it.
Yes, you've got waves crashing in behind you. And also, like, no one, like, on a two-person Zoom, like we're on now, well, three, actually, technically, with one person muted or in the background, it's not so bad. But just when you start getting to, like, 4, 5, 6... no one knows when to talk. It's like being on a panel show, but with more women, obviously.
Just to say, more than one woman.
Yes, yeah, exactly. We are better than a panel show right now. You've got a gallery so you can see what Jeff from Accounts' nose hair looks like up close. Because men, like, and I don't want to stereotype by gender, but men cannot get the camera angles. And I think it's because women have been judged on their looks so long that they're kind of like vaguely aware of like the best angle to be shot from. And
yeah,
stuff.
Women are used to conceptualizing themselves as an aesthetic object, whereas men are used to conceptualizing themselves as something that is to be looked at from below.
Yeah.
In a shaky handheld camera.
Most men haven't been photographed this much since they were toddlers. So, you know, I just don't, I don't think they're used to it. And also, as someone who already worked from home a fair amount, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed the anonymity of a phone call. Like just banging someone on speakerphone, then making coffee, shoving a couple of crumpets in your face whilst someone spends 10 minutes telling you you can't swear on the BBC, which are most of my like phone calls like that. They're like, do you know how radio works? Do you know how to speak? Like those are the kind of conversations you have. Briefings before doing a thing. So now I have to actively participate and look like I'm listening, which is exhausting and boring. But we got sort of 300 million users, they were saying, in April on Zoom. And obviously there's questions over how safe it is. Boris leaked a password for the government one so everyone could join in with cabinet meetings.
I mean, that's representative democracy right there.
Yeah.
If someone can't put their junk on a political conference, is it really democracy?
I mean, someone could be listening to us now. They do this thing called Zoom bombing, which is where people can just prank your call. Like, you could join the government one and claim to be one of Boris's kids, and well, you wouldn't know.
you know,
because he technically doesn't know how many he has.
No one's going to Zoom bomb a Last Post recording because, of course, we have a series of elaborate tests involving you have to pass a bridge and then a man asks you questions three and then you have to bring a chest back from under a tree that's guarded by a giant and that's the only way you can get into a Last Post Zoom call. So ours are very secure, but certainly the governments are not.
Yeah, I think we've got a literal troll, haven't we? Like under a bridge.
Yeah, and very nice Doris is too. She brings the cakes.
So yeah, it's mainly been about Zoom. I mean, there's Google Hangouts I haven't tried. There's the House Party app, which just sounds like it brings me waves of anxiety. Like I did a Zoom quiz with friends the other day. That was fun. But House Party, just the phrase House Party fills me with like a kind of like a low level dread, waking up with my face in an ashtray. Having been fingered by someone I didn't want to be. Like, that's not a good night for me. That's all my house party memories that always end pretty badly. I don't know about you.
Well, my house party memories are mainly standing in the kitchen with one other person avoiding any kind of party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Feeling deeply self-conscious. But, you know, I miss out on getting fingered by strangers. So you win, you lose.
Well, I say stranger. I mean, mild acquaintance is probably a fairer. And poor old Skype, it's like yesterday's meat. Like, no one's interested in Skype anymore, which I used to enjoy because of the terrible picture quality. And what most people haven't realised is pixelation knocks years off. So it's like Vaseline on the lens.
Oh, absolutely. And there is nothing like running a long-distance relationship over Skype. It just makes you feel like you're having a fight constantly.
with a slight delay. Are we breaking up?
What did you say?
The sound's breaking up. Physically breaking up?
I love you.
We're breaking up. Yeah. It's not the best. I quite enjoy FaceTime, but obviously that can only be, again, that's a two-party thing. So, you know, in lieu of being able to get together in big groups, I think this is what we humans are reduced to now. Reduced. I said it.
You said it, and I mean, it certainly makes streaming quality and Wi-Fi speed and all of that stuff much more important. Again, with a lot of people forced into semi-long distance relationships, even from suburbs away, there is nothing worse than trying to have camera phone sex and something freezing up at the wrong moment.
I wouldn't want anything frozen on anything, on any body parts. Like, because, like you say, that's exactly the kind of scrutiny that you don't need. Like, in the moment, having sex, the great thing is that it's all happening and it's very exciting. But actually,
and you have your eyes closed, ideally.
And you have your eyes.
At least partially.
You have your
closed.
Eyes closed and you're rocking. Yes. But yeah, you can kind of be in the moment. But yes. Just frozen on your left nipple or realizing on a frozen shot that one boob is bigger than the other, which for all of us is the case, right? Everyone's got like a bigger right boob or a left boob or like, you know, so just, you know, and that's all fine in the moment. You just don't necessarily want that indelibly inked into the mind of your paramour. I'm sure that's how they have to have sex parties now. I imagine sex parties and swinging parties have to take place on Zoom.
Yes. In fact, about a week ago, we had an ad for, I think it was Lonely Lenny's online lustravaganza.
Yes, of course. Lonely Lenny. Oh, Lonely Lenny. And how was that? Did you catch any of it?
The ad last week? It's not the ad that I
did you catch any
run.
Of the party?
Oh, did I catch any of the party? I did get a free entry in, but I decided not to enter into anything that had that much entering in within it.
Yeah, I mean it would be really, really Lonely Lenny if it was just him and no one else joined. It's just him sat sort of slowly masturbating.
I mean, you think
into the ether.
I mean, you think online stand-up comedy is hard. Try staying hard online. Oh God, where's this going?
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm not questioning the kind of adverts you take, Alice, but I'm just saying Lonely Lenny is going to be lonely a little bit longer.
Like I said, we've got a lot of staff to pay, so we can't be too picky about the ads we take. That's all the time we have for our top story right now, because, of course, now it's time for your letters to the editor. Now, your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest. That's you today, Tiff.
Hi.
All of your podcasts sign off with a statement that you are broadcasting from, quote, this dimension, end quote. This implies that there does exist other dimensions. Are you able to access other dimensions? If so, kindly advise how the listeners can access another dimension where the COVID-19 virus does not exist and citizens do not compare elected representatives who take steps to protect them from this deadly virus to Hitler. Regards, Matt. Ah. So... this is a thing. This is a look. This is a trend that I'm kind of sick of in our letters to the editor, Tiff, where people insist that there are other dimensions, and we know for a fact that this dimension is the only dimension. I know there's some speculation in the world of science about the existence of other dimensions, but currently we do not have access to them, despite any email glitches that might have happened towards the beginning of the year that might have indicated there were other dimensions. At the moment, we are only aware of this one dimension, and believe me, listeners, you will be the first to know if we access any other dimensions, and we will stay cutting edge on all of the news about that. But for now, Matt, you can shut the f*** up with your conspiracy theories, am I right?
You are correct.
And that's all the time we have for your letters. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast every day or subscribe so it downloads itself. Wow. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. And if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. It'll make me feel fulfilled. Your guest today on the podcast was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Myself. Just come find me. I have a YouTube channel, Tiff Stevenson Comic. I'm putting some clips up on that. And follow me on Twitter, at Tiff Stevenson.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. My stand-up special Savage is available on Amazon Prime. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.